الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من المؤمن الأحوال مقتحمي. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال العشر. وقال تعالى: والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مخبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. If we have a block of ice and we just leave it, it's on the table, it's melting, we don't notice it's melting. But as you are seeing, before long you see it's gone. And if we put it in a glass of water, juice, it would have made it nice and cold, we would have enjoyed it. And if we put it in a glass of wine, liquor, beer, or how lot of harm in it. So just like that, our time we have got, which Allah has given us, it's also going, we're not noticing our time is going. All the time, especially youth, wasting our time. Even today, old people, with this World Cup, all other things on the phone, the amount of time that we are wasting, and it's just melting away. And at the time of mort, we will realize. So if this time we put it in a glass of milk, in a glass of juice, water, in good things in our life, it would have become valuable. And the time we put in haram things, that same time will be so harmful for us, worse than liquor and wine also. So this time which Allah has given us is a very, very precious commodity. And it is such a ni'mat among so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which we are not even aware, conscious of it. For example, all of us, myself, I think today that time is a ni'mat, Allah gave me one more day. We don't think of it. We're just passing through the time, but if somebody passes away, amongst the other things we should also make muraqabah on, now his door of tawbah is closed. He can't make tawbah anymore. Now his door of making salat is closed. Whether he was a namazi, he was not a namazi, but now he can't make. Now he can't read one subhanallah. Now he can't read one alhamdulillah. All that, Allah has still given me a chance. Let me come to my senses. Let me use this time which Allah has given me, that I make tawbah, that I correct my life. Allah Ta'ala, whenever we get the news, unfortunately, by and large, we get the news somebody has passed away, it's just a news item. He has passed away, so he's passed away, it's finished now. No dua for the person, no isali sawab for the person, no lesson we take. Some other accident happens, Allah protect and save us all. Somebody ill, gone to the hospital. It's just a news item. We don't take any lesson from it. Whereas all this, the least we should do when we hear something untoward happening to somebody, read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And this is such a great thing that only this ummah was given this. Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. When Yaqub alayhi salam lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. What a pity Yusuf is gone. Compared Ya Asafa and Inna Lillah. What a formula Allah has given this ummah. We don't appreciate Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah. But they also did not have what Allah has given us. But we don't read Inna Lillahi wa Inna. If we do read it, not with the meaning, not thinking of what the reality, we belong to Allah. That we got no choice of our own. And we are going to return to Him. Everything we have to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. We thinking, I'm in charge of my life, my things belong to me, and then we fight with one another because this is mine, this is you, this is not yours, this belongs to me. But everything, inna lillah, we are all of Allah. And we are all going to return to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. This problem that came, oh Allah, give us the rewards of it. If we are turning a very bad situation into a very good situation. What a deen Allah has given us. There is an accident, there is somebody gone to the hospital, but by this dua, we are turning a complete negative thing into a great positive thing. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina, wa khlif lana khayran minha. وَخْلُفْ لَنَا. There are different ways of reading that. Our Shaykh taught us, and we follow what our Shaykh has taught us. So, and give us something better in it. نَعْمَ الْبَدَلْ. What has happened, just imagine a bad thing. And now we are asking Allah to give the best from the worst. The worst thing has happened, and Allah's Qudrat is above everything. It can be the worst thing that happened, and from there Allah gives us the best. So if we just read this dua, and we just think about the meaning, what a great thing. And that is, for that person, we dua for him, he has come in an accident, he's in the hospital. And just see how these duas help. One person, working for a company, Muslim company, and they had to install a generator. And when they were installing it, it blew, it burst. And he was burned beyond recognition. All the skin of his body, his memory was gone. You couldn't look at him. But today, mashallah, he's like normal. After some time, he's like normal now. So the dua, and also we don't know whose dua helps who. Right? If we just passing and we make the dua, we won't even know that our dua helps. When we'll go and see our account, oh, this whole thing is in my account. I did not even expect it, that this person, he came out of all his problems. This person here was burned, not beyond recognition. He was burned completely. Memory lost, everything, but Allah gave him again. So we should read this dua when we hear this. At the end of this dua, we with our dirty tongues, dirty hearts, but whose dua is it? The dua Allah has taught us in the Quran Sharif. The dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us in the Hadith Sharif. How valuable. For there is no doubt that it is valuable. Today many people also say that you people have a holier than thou attitude. You feel you only are right. So if you are on deen, you are right. There is no two ways about that. If you are following Quran, Hadith, but you have a doubt in that. You can have a doubt in some small masalas that maybe you are right, I'm not right. But with regard to Islam, if you have a doubt, your Islam is gone. If you have a doubt that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the last Nabi, you have a doubt that Akhirah doesn't exist, you have a doubt, your Iman is gone. So there is no doubt. And a person is not proud about it. He sees, he's proud in the sense of shukr. Allah put me on haq. And we have to be with haq. And we don't shy away from the haq. Today people want that you are on the haq, but you must say that perhaps I'm wrong. And that's the Abrahamic accord. that you are on the Haq, but you are saying maybe the other religions are right. All religions are equal. No. Islam, inna deena inda Allah, Islam. Islam is the only religion. And if I'm on Islam, I'm proud in the sense of shukr to Allah. I've got this fear that Allah mustn't snatch away this Islam from me. There is that possibility. I can die without it. I can't be proud in that sense. But to be on Haq, it's Haq. It's 100% Haq. No doubt in that. So, and we all the words of the great, great Buzurgs are quoted. Imam Abu Hanifa, if you find the hadith contrary to any of my masala, then follow the hadith. Or many other people, that if I made a mistake, follow the right. But that is not in Islam. That in Islam you have a doubt. Or in Nabuwat you have a doubt. Or in Akhirah, if you find something that Akhirah doesn't exist, then you can follow that. There is no question about that. In the usul of deen, there is no question. And we remain firm on that. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this. We should make a lot of shukr. In this ayat kareema, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, "Wal Fajr." And Fajr is the morning time when the dawn breaks. When it's time now for Fajr, Subah Sadiq has come in. The night has passed, Subah Kadib is gone, now Subah Sadiq has come. So that time, and how valuable that time is. And in that time, whatever, all our time is valuable. Every moment of our lives. So much so, one Buzur, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abdul Ghadda, explained that he visited one of our Buzurs in India. And in his room that he had two doors. Sometimes he had to go this side, sometimes this side. And he had a sandal, pair of sandals at both doors. So he told him, "This is extravagant. You have got two. You can take the one sandal and you can use it." So he said, "Why I do that? If I want to go this side, I don't waste the time of bringing the sandals from this side. And if I want to go this side, I don't waste time picking up the sandals here. Sandals I bought two sandals, but my time is more valuable." We don't appreciate one Buzurg, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, right, that he compared the time of eating porridge. Eating, the preparing is different. And then just putting the powder in his mouth and just drinking water over. So he saw that he can do 70 times more, subhanAllah, just by putting the water and just punching it. Just swallow it like that. Then he opted for that for his whole life. These people, one Buzurg, very sleepy at night. He slept away, he didn't read his wazifa. He saw a beautiful damsel, Hurul Ain of Jannah. Extremely beautiful. And she's telling him, "I want you to marry me. I want to marry you. And if you're going to sleep away, you're not going to get me." From that, his whole life, he never slept again at night. So, to make precious our time, the time Allah has given us, we can't just waste time. And today, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, people want to pass time. And in fact, we want to pass time in Ramadan. In Ramadan, a person even just wants to do his bare basic. Just few, not even whole, every day one khatam, that is far. Just little bit, and he hasn't got time. How you avoid our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, we should notice many times that Hazrat was a respectable person and a great buzur. But when he used to come to the madrasa, and there were the fences, but they were not barbed, it was just the wire. Then to avoid somebody coming, he should go through the fence. Now a respectable person going through the fences, but to save that time, and he should be listening to students from his home, appoint students to come to the house. And as I walk into the masjid, they have to umbrella the door also. So that time also. And then he sees somebody coming, they will engage me in some talk or something. Then he avoids that also and he takes the shortcut. So much they were particular about time. And for us, time means nothing whatsoever. If we are just questioned of time, and every person will be questioned of the time of his youth and his whole life's time also. Where did you spend your time? What answers will we have when we are wasting our time? And not only wasting it, passing it, our Shaykh says, when you want to pass time, you fail time. You don't pass, you fail. If you want to pass time, you fail time. You got fail marks. You can't be passing time. Time must be made valuable. So the time of Fajr, the day has come in. Every day when the sun rises, the sun announces that this day of yours will never come back in your life. Do the best you can do today. So we should try our best. Make our Fajr, make it properly. Make the sunnahs properly. Make the namaz properly. Don't mess it up. How much we mess up our namazes many times. How many times we mess up our tilawat? I've got this one day, what I have to do, let me do it. Feeling a little sick, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, his ibadat was from 3 o'clock at night till 11 o'clock. 8 hours of ibadat. One day he was sitting in the mihrab in the small little masjid and he had to read his wazifas and he was feeling sick and he couldn't, but he carried on. Persisted, and he did it. Then he told our Shaykh Hakim Akhtar, karne se kaam hota hai. That you do it, your work will get done. And if you just now, today I'm a bit sick, as one alim said, we are such that today my eyebrows are sore, so I can't go for namaz now. Today my nails are sore, so I can't make my tilawat today. The most flimsiest, stupid excuses are enough for us to, that we, today we don't do our ibadah. I'm very sick today. I can't do. Whereas the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. What was their condition that they carried on with their ibadah? So as we make their time, so Fajr, the sun announces that this day will not come back in your life again. And then two farishtas rise up at the time come when the sun rises. And the one announces that all you do of good, go forward and do your good. Don't procrastinate, don't delay. Do your good what you want to do. And any good we want to do, today I wanted to read my Yasin, don't say I'll read it 11 o'clock, I'll read it after Zohar. No, do it now, finish. Hey, we have to give some money. Once we were in Burma, and it came in my heart while giving bayan that I should give some money to the madrasa. Allah gave me topic. Middle of the bayan, I took it and I gave it to the principal. I told him why, that your meter starts moving already. Your intention, you get your sawab. You did your amal, your sawab some more. Why wait till, and maybe afterwards you're meeting there, there, and you forget. And then especially when you're on safar, now how to send it there again becomes a problem. So whatever good, be keen to do it. Move forward and do it. And O doer of evil, resist and desist and turn back. Don't do your evil. So any evil we want to do, that's going to destroy us. That's going to be our snakes in the qabr. Why we want to bring snakes in our qabr? That will be the fire in the qabr. Fire on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire. That fire is in Akhirah, but Allah's command is in this dunya. Our deen is for dunya. Some of us think the dunya's life, we can leave it and live it anyhow. How the Western people love, how the Eastern people love. But we are Muslims, so we must just have little deen. No, deen is to regulate our whole life in this dunya. The reward will be in Akhirah. But it is, deen is here for us to live our lives according to deen. So we should try and practice upon deen, all the commandments. Two other farishtas, they announce, those who spend in the path of Allah, Allah give them multiple rewards. And in this dunya already, you'll see Allah Ta'ala gives you already in this dunya. And we must have noticed it. How many times Allah gave me topic to give somebody 100 rand. Next I saw somebody gave me 1,000 rand. I gave to one, Allah gave me 10 in return. I gave 100, Allah gave me 1,000. And it happened. So open our heart and give, not to get more, for the pleasure of Allah. And see how much Allah will give us. And Allah gives us at times without us seeing it. We gave 100, we didn't get 1,000. But Allah saved us from 1,000 rand expenses. where we should have got involved in some 1,000 rand expenses. Allah saved us from there. Allah Ta'ala gave us barakah in that little that we have, Allah. But Allah gives. We give one, minimum Allah gives 10 in return. Allah let that quality come into us to spend in the path of Allah. Masjid, madrasa. We had one good friend of us, Marhum Salih Faqir. His son still comes here to the majlis. At that time, there were very few millionaires amongst Muslim people. He was one of them. So, remember about many other things, like an ordinary person. If you see him, those who know him, they will know. You won't even think of him as a buzur. But one of the many things, with that time, there weren't all, any other masjids, only Jami Masjid. So we should go for namaz to Jami Masjid. When we come out, he should give me a 20 rand, and the 20 rand was the biggest denomination. Like today's 200, that time was the 20 rand. Then he should say, give this to the muazzin. He called me to the house of Allah. Then he takes a few steps and he gives me another 20 rand. He says, put it in the masjid box. I flush the toilet. I use the towel. Hey, how conscious he was. And there were so many other things like an ordinary person, but great lessons that we have to learn from him. He had the same masjid. He wanted to build it. His niyat was. And he did the foundation. Then he passed away very young, about 40 years old. But when we came in the masjid, he took out his shoes, construction carrying on. And no carpets or anything. He said, it's the house of Allah now. I can't walk with my shoes here. So much he was conscious of deen. So anyway, Allah make us to spend in the path of Allah. And those farishta, the other one announces, those who hoard the money and keep it back, oh Allah, destroy the money. Hey, whether we're thinking we're making more money with interest, that money is getting destroyed. And destroyed in various ways. We destroy it with our own hands. Gone for World Cup. Somebody reports one alim with 5 people went for the World Cup. They spent 1.5 million rand. To go to the World Cup. One alim also and 5 people with him went. 1.5 million rand for that. So with your own hands, you destroy it. One is your capital, your money. If somebody steals it, you feel so bad. You have to pay tax, you feel very bad. You have to pay a fine, you feel very bad. But here, with your own hands, you are destroying it. Going to all these resorts, etc. And paying exorbitant amounts. Maulana Muhammad Gardi, our good friend of White River, and Hafiz Saleh also of Kumatipur, they are in those areas where people go for holiday. He says, who and who come here for holiday? Big, big ulama. And he's spending in the resorts and the hotels 10,000, 20,000 rand. And he's spending money, wasting, not spending, wasting money there. Today, unfortunately, when what money comes in, that money goes like that also. Also, we should consider that many people who have this different ideas about deen, just make a little bit, think a little, and in most cases you will find it is those people who are eating the machine slaughtered animals, birds. And those who are buying their birds, their fowls from people in the neighborhood who are slaughtering, you'll see their thinking is different, their ways are different. And those people who are buying in about 30 seconds, you are slaughtering how many? Every 2 seconds you're slaughtering a chicken. Then when the slaughterer himself say, Allah make me ma. What does that mean? That I'm not doing it. You have to slaughter, cut 4 veins, at least 3. And they say, we don't know at all how what we are slaughtering. When the chicken comes to be slaughtered, whether it is still alive or with the shock they gave it. What do you call the shock? Stunning that with hot water. It might have died already. And now you're slaughtering a dead chicken. So all this, yes, what we eat has a direct effect on our thinking, our amal. What we wear has a direct effect on our thinking and our amal. Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a great buzurg, very pious person of Durban, he explained one time his grandson or great grandson, the mother bought a police outfit for him, 3-year-old boy, 4-year-old boy, And when he wore it, he started acting like a police, arresting this person, catching that person. So immediately he was dressed like a police. He said then he feels like that. We wear the long Saudi Yahudi kurta, that pride, one of our students told us. When I wear that kurta, I just feel that sense of pride coming in me. And when we wear the split kurta, just below the knees, I feel that humility come, that I'm a nothing, that I'm absolutely nothing. Clothes, white color, other colors has an effect on a person. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So these are times now that we are going, our every moment normally is also so valuable. And we are coming, this is already the 8th of Jamadul Ukhra. Then another 22 days time, we're going to be in Rajab, which is Ashhur-e Hurum, the great sacred month of year, in which the reward of Amal are multiplied tremendously by Allah. They are magnified. But many of us, the month will come of Rajab, for us it will be just February. February came, February went. End of the year business, our business, we have to drop all our final accounts, and of the business we have to submit our return. But the real thing is now this Ashhur-e Hurum has come. Very valuable. The first night is one of the nights in which du'as are readily accepted. The rozas of the Thursday, Friday and Saturday of Ashhur-e Hurum is equal to 700 years of roza. So how can we miss out when these occasions come? Let us try and do the best. And one thing that normally during the year, if you intend to do a good, Allah gives you the reward on your intention. When you do it, it is multiplied. The quality of what you did is even more multiplied. But during the end, guna, if you make the intention, no guna. When you do the guna, one guna is written. But during this month, guna is also increased. During these months, Ashhur-e Hurum, which will be now Rajab, roughly about the month of February, more or less, and then the 3 months after Ramadan, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, the month of the 10 days, and then Muharram. During these months, any guna that we make, the guna is like a person who commits a guna in the state of Ihram and in the Haram Sharif. State of Ihram, and in the Haram Sharif you are committing a guna. So we should be conscious of that. Stay away from our guna and try and do all the good. And it is also man taqarraba ilayya shibran taqarrabtu ilayhi ziraa. A person who comes a little bit closer to me, I go much more closer to him. So we try and do what we can, and we'll see how Allah gives barakat in our time. For example, to read the Baqiyat al-Salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. If we add, what great reward. And these are Baqiyat al-Salihat. What are Baqiyat al-Salihat? They are munjiyat. They will save us from the fire of Jahannam. They are muaqibat. They will be in front of us and they will be behind us. They are muqaddimat. They will go ahead of us and prepare everything for us. When we go to akhirah, they will have done all the preparations for us. Hey, how fortunate Allah does it here in this world. For buzurgs usually, when they are going somewhere, people go ahead and they make all the arrangements so that everything must be done properly. To the finest details they do. These are the words for everyone. They are our muqaddimat. They are munjiyat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that khudu your armor. Take your, put on your armor. No. Anyway, the word will come inshallah. That take your armor, put it on. Sahaba asked, min aduwin kad hadha, from an enemy that has already come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, from Jahannam. That this waqiyat al-salihat will save you from Jahannam. These are those great, great words. So how much we can do, let us read this word. And how fortunate if that person who will read salatul tasbih, 300 times he will read this word. And in namaz he will be reading it. And when we just add the word, Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, wa tabarakallah, then the farishtas vie with one another to take that reward. Everyone wants to be, I want to be the one. Like here also we see, khidmat of buzurg and many fights also take place. I want to do this. You can't do it. I want to do it. So the farishtas, they vie with one another. And then as they are going, the other groups, every group of farishta they meet, they are making dua for them, for that person. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in another riwayat, that don't you want somebody to remember you? Don't you want that la yazalu? All the time there is somebody remembering you by the arsh of Allah. Read the tasbihat, the baqiyatu salihat. As they are making the tawaf, lahunna dawiyun. They've got a buzzing sound. Kadawiyun nahar. Like the bees have got a buzzing sound. And they're taking your name and praising you in front of Allah. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, our zikr is more superior than us. That we are still on the ground, but our zikr has gone to the arsh of Allah. How fortunate and so easy for this ummah. Let us appreciate what we have got. Where are we with the World Cup? And where are we with all other things? Holidays, resorts, investments, properties. That's not our life that we came for. We came here to make the investment of Akhirah, the properties of Akhirah. It must not happen that when we die, my 40-50 properties I leave behind in the dunya, and Akhirah no property. And there is empty. Nabi alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told our Nabi that akhra ummatak as-salam. Give your ummat my salams. We should say alaykum wa alayhim as-salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying salams for us. For Yusuf and Ahmed, Khadija and Fatima, who has sent salams for us? And who brought the salams? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And from him till today, great, great Imams like Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi, what great people, they brought the salams for us. We should appreciate this so much. And then he said, inform your ummah that wa anna jannata qi'an. Jannat is a chasiyal, bare land. There is nothing there. It's just a bare land. But our iman will get our jannah. But we didn't read our baqiyatu salihat. We didn't read tasbihat fatimi. Each one of them is a tree of jannah. And having 5 million trees in jannah is very little. The big jannah, the smallest jannah, 10 times the size of this world. So in this world, in one small place, you have got 5 million trees. Well, compared to the whole world, it's nothing you have got. So we have to be busy planting our trees now. And we can't go and plant them there. If we want a beautiful garden in December, you can't plant your tree in December. And you can't start. You have to start in August, September. Then you'll get a beautiful garden. In your business, for your winter wear, you can't start and go in now, look in the shops or wholesalers all, and buy your goods in June, July. In January, February, you have to buy. And by June, July, it must be already unpacked, marked. The shelves are full with all the goods. For January, for summer wear, you can't go and buy your goods in summer. You have to buy it in June, July. And then you have to get it. It's in your warehouse on the time now. You pack it on your shelf. Then you will benefit. So for our akhirat also, this is the time now Allah has given us. And we're wasting our time. A shopkeeper, a retailer, when normally they are the most busy in December period. If in that period, 15th December, 17th, 18th December, he puts a notice on his shop, gone for fishing. Gone southwest, Walters Bay fishing. There's a time to do your business. There's not the time for fishing now. So we, this is the prime time Allah has given us. And the real time is the youth of a person, not old age. We all, when we get old, we do. The real prime time is the youth, which is the most valuable. And in that you get the most reward. And the whole life is prime time. We can't be wasting time. So Allah has given us this. A person reads, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا ثمدا لم يكن أحدا ثمدا لم يكن له لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. 2 million ثوابس. If I got half an hour, I can go on my computer and earn some money. I can go to the shop, go and buy some goods and go and sell them. How much time will it take? I'm working for somebody. How much I worked the whole month, from 8 in the morning till 5. What is my salary at the end? 20,000, 30, 50, 80, 100,000. Yeah, in half an hour, how many times you read, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, ilahu wahidan samadan lam yakul lahu, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Or 2 million ثوابs for each time. In half an hour, how much? And this, when you'll die, you'll find it all there. What do we earn for this dunya? When we die, we leave it behind. And in most cases, for people to fight over it. And who is going to fight? The immediate family. Mother will be kicked out of the house. A mother that we had so much of feeling for her at the time of inheritance, it happens. Good families, mother is kicked out of the house. And the brothers who are living so close with one another become the worst enemies. For piece of cheese, 2 mice found it, and then they were battling and arguing about it. So they went to the cat to make justice for it. So the cat divided it in 2 parts. Then saw the one is a bit too big, so it ate there. Then he saw, no, the other part is too big. It ate there till no cheese was left. So this is what the lawyers do. We are fighting, and the lawyers will eat up everything. And we will be left with nothing but fight and bitter, enmity, and haram, guna. We will be left for my brother, for my mother, for my father, that enmity we will be left with. And everything will be eaten up. So this dunya is not a thing. Make our goal. Man kana hammuhu, hammu wahid, hammul akhirah. A person who's worried is one worry, the akhirah. Allah suffices for all his worries of this dunya. Allah will see to all his work. And Allah will arrange for him from such sources. Min haythu la yahtasib. Where he cannot imagine, Allah Ta'ala will arrange. And it's just a matter of going in this field. And you'll see it with your eyes, it's happening. وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything in the world, Allah has created it for you. We are not created. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. We are created for the akhirah, not for this dunya. Today it's a big prestige and pride that my daughter is an air hostess, or that she's a secretary, or that my son, he's a mechanic, a very top mechanic. He's all the time under the car. No, our work is not that we serve anyone, that we must be served. And not also that you drive your car, you must sit at the back like a nanny. And you have a driver who drives for you. You are not supposed to do that. Is the Sahaba hate this. When they sacrificed for deen, Allah gave them that life, that they did nothing. Everyone. One of the benefits of money, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that you don't get involved in this dunya things. You employ somebody, he's your accountant, he's the, you just engaged in ibadat. And Allah will give you more money to arrange all this. You don't have to arrange all this. Allah will arrange it for you. And if you think that everyone is going to do it, then who's going to earn the dunya? Allah will bring the jinnah. Allah appoints the farishtas to do it. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Harun al-Rashid's son, when he was a young boy, 16 years old. And one time he came in the court of Harun al-Rashid with a lungi and another lungi fastened on his head. No topi, nothing. A lungi, he just fastened it. Like a manang, like a person, nothing to do with this dunya. Then the courtiers, the people of the court, they were speaking that this boy has brought great disrepute to our king. All the other kings are talking. Let's see how he dresses also. He doesn't even dress properly. Harun al-Rashid heard it. He broke off, and Harun al-Rashid was that pious king that should make 100 rakats of namaz every day. You are that pious king, you should go for Hajj, and how many ulama he should take every second year. And the other year, he should spend so many ulama for Hajj. So pious. But where was the level of this boy? 16-year-old. He said, when the king told him, you have brought big disgrace and humility to me. He said, you have brought disgrace and humility to me. That you are too much in dunya all the time. And then there was a bird sitting. He took qasam of Allah and he told that bird, come and sit by me. It flew and sat by him. Then he took qasam, he said, go back. It went away. And then he left the kingdom. And he went away. Harun Rashid gave him one very, very valuable ring through his wife. He gave it to him. That is, perhaps he's going, if he needs it. He went away from, he was here in Baghdad, where Harun Rashid, he went to Basra. And there he sat like ordinary, these laborers. Yeah, also I think still you have, like usually what I noticed was like on a Saturday morning, they sit one place, whole lot of them. The builders and all. And then you go and take somebody. He sat with such people. And one person, Abu Amir, a great buzur, came, he said, will you do so somewhere? He said, yes, I'm ready for work. Then he gave him some work to build a wall. And he said, I'll only take so much money, not more, not less. And I won't work namaz times. Namaz times I won't work. So anyway, his conditions, he started working. End of the day, Abu Amir saw he did the work of 10 people. So he said, this is a different person here. And handsome, a prince of the royal family, prince. So he watched him. Next week he went again. He was there. So he went for work. So he said, again I'll come. One day, I only work on a Saturday. No other days I work. So he watched, hiding away and watched his work. He saw that he puts the dug up, the mortar, the cement and the sand mixed, and the stones are just coming themselves. And the wall is just getting built itself. And the work is just moving fast, and perfect work. So then he saw this is a difference. The next week he went to pick him up, he wasn't there. He asked the people that he's very sick and he's in a jungle somewhere. So he went there, he asked somebody to take him. When he went there, he found him, he was unconscious. He was lying. And then what transpired and how he told him, you must make my janaza and you must pay this lungi of mine, give it to the person who will dig my qabr, etc., all that. And this ring, you must go and give it to Harun al-Rashid. Then he realized he was the son of Harun al-Rashid. So when he went and he gave it also, what transpired? Harun al-Rashid asked, did you take work from him? How could you take work from such a honorable person? He said, I didn't know he's such a person. So that is the quality, 16-year-old boy. Today we are 60 and we are 70 and no tikana still. Nothing whatsoever. Allah let us value this time. This wonderful season is coming now from Rajab. And then Shaban. Then what to say of Ramadan. Then Shawwal. Then Dhul-Qa'dah. Ready for Dhul-Hijjah. Then Dhul-Hijjah. The 10 days of Hajj. The 10 days of Qurbani. What wonderful time. The month of Muharram is coming. Let us, Allah give us help. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. What is it? Let us go and prepare for that. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.